Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. The number, 1-800-259-9231. Same number it always is, 800-259-9231. Same hosts as always as well. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
And Meg.
And but not the same location, not the same venue. Normally, we are broadcasting from the LRN.FM studios over in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, which is generally our home. And tonight, we are, as we were last night, at the 2011 Porcupine Freedom Festival here in Lancaster, New Hampshire, the northern portion of New Hampshire, the beautiful White Mountains, just an incredible location. The vista is spectacular. People, I've seen them taking photos all day of the mountains today, here as we are in the second day of what is a full week-long celebration of freedom here in the woods of New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011. Guys, this is my first week here. Mark, I think it's your first full week. We used to just come for like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sunday. Meg, I'm not sure if you've been for a full week before.
Last year I came for a full week, but we were shooting a video in a hotel down the street for the first few days, so I didn't really experience the pork fest of it.
So what I was told by Mandrick, who we've had on the show, we'll probably have him again if he can sneak away. He told me if he can sneak away from his food service booth, he'll come talk to us for a few minutes. But he is just hopping business. He serves gyros, and he's got this new concoction that he's come up with. What is it called?
The heart train wreck.
The train wreck.
Yeah.
It's basically
it's a gyro, except instead of the pita bread, they have a woven bacon wrap.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically 10 pieces of bacon as the bread.
Yeah.
Woven together. It's very interesting. Anyway, we've got all kinds of agorist businesses here that are doing sales of various different products and services.
Without government permission.
Precisely. Nobody has asked for any license or anything like that. They're just doing it. Yeah. And thus far, in the history of the Pork Fest, there have always been kind of the suggestion, the paranoia maybe around with some people that there's a Fed on the
loose.
Yeah,
the spot the Fed game.
We haven't heard anything. I haven't heard any rumors yet this year. But if the Feds are on the loose, they sure as hell have never done anything to anybody here. I mean, you've got people selling alcohol. You've got people selling food without health permits. You've got cigarettes are being rolled and sold here. I'm sure there are all kinds of narcotics that are available. I mean, it is a true free market. Here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, I know there are at least two unauthorized radio stations on the air here in the area. So the fact that all of this is being done and is being done openly, we've been talking about it on this program for months, selling it in advance that this is what was going to happen. And it was not like I want to invite them to try something.
But if they wanted to come.
But it's if they wanted to come, it's yeah. Not like they didn't know what was going on, right?
But no, frankly,
it's a secret.
Yeah, if they wanted to come, they would have to bring some major force to deal with us.
Sure they would.
I don't think anybody here would be violent, but nobody would be compliant. And when you have that many non-compliant people,
you got a problem.
You have a big issue that you yeah. can't handle with their little puny police station here. Yeah,
exactly right. And so it's just great seeing all this happen. We're only into the second day of this. It's going all week, all the way through Sunday. And so I guess, what are y'all's first impressions? I mean, having been here now, Mark and I have been here for over 24 hours. Your thoughts on the first day of Pork Fest?
My experience isn't this subversive group of people that you're talking about. My experience is a bunch of people having a good time, camping, family activities, all these things. I don't, to me, it doesn't matter whether a vendor has gotten some paid some money to get some license or anything like that. The food's good. It doesn't matter to me if some purveyor of alcohol has the proper permit to purvey that alcohol. It doesn't matter to me. The drink, it tastes fine. And not that I've had too much. I did have one beer from the Hazlitt from the Fix Brewing Company, and it was awesome at the SACL CAI Fun Compound. You have to have a compound when you have libertarians around. But, my experience is just a really great time in the woods in New Hampshire.
Now, you mentioned that there was an increased family presence this year here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Mark, and as somebody with a 3-year-old son, has that continued to be your observation?
Yeah, it's there's something to do every moment for kids here. And I'd say the kids are largely, if there's, whatever subversive element might be going on, the kids are largely they're just obtuse to it. They don't see it.
Yeah, well, that's what Rich Paul was, right, because it's not part of their world. They don't understand, that. Rich Paul, who is a famous and activist, made infamous by the 420 celebrations, which of course are epic civil disobedience that happened in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. He was commenting, today saying that, you know, it's great that on one hand, I'm paraphrasing, but because Rich Paul says things and everything he says is much funnier than you know, anybody paraphrasing him. But basically pointing out that, you know, alongside all of the debauchery that's happening here at Porkfest is all this family stuff and there's all these kids around. And,
yeah, and, you know, and the best part is you don't see people chewing each other out over it or anything like that. Everybody's, you know, showing proper respect and restraint when needed. And, you know, that happens. People generally don't like being hated, so they're going to control their actions as much as they need to be acceptable. But nobody's offending anybody here.
So, Meg, I mean, you've been here now for over a day at this point.
Yep.
What about you? What do you think about Porkfest this year so far?
I'm loving it. It's just, I've been relaxing, sort of walking around every few minutes.
You should. You worked all the whole Porkfest
last Porkfest, I didn't get to do anything. So this one, I made no plans at all and just decided to, you know, randomly show up where I show up. And it's been great. Just meeting lots of new people.
Yeah, in my case, I think Curtis found out that I'm emceeing here for the purpose of doing my my public works that I have to for my speeding ticket. He's working me like a dog. I'm emceeing everything.
Is that right?
It's true.
So 800-259-9231 is the number here tonight. As always, we will take your phone calls about anything. Plus, since we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, what we always do is we have the opportunity to talk to some of the interesting folks that are here, because normally they're not with us to talk to in studio in Keene. So we always get the chance maybe to grab somebody like Carla from the Free State Project, the president of the Free State Project. There's a gentleman here who's from Australia all the way. I think that may be the furthest of all of the visitors.
It's hard to get much farther than Australia.
There was a little visitor measuring contest that happened at the Porkfest party, where there was one guy who had come from Portugal. There was another guy who had come from, I think, the Middle East, and the guy from the Middle East figured he had it, but then he met Phil from Australia, and he's had to give up the title.
You know, there are people from maybe that are perhaps even farther, but it depends on, like, when did they leave? You know, it's difficult to rate. You know, so the wife of a Free Stater that's, say, from Thailand, is she from farther or not?
Well, I mean visitors, not people that
have
made the move.
How do you rate this visitor thing? How long did it take them
to get
here?
Anybody that has come here from another country.
All right.
Yeah. So I think it
seems easy in your mind. I don't think it's as easy to. You'd have to write a
anybody
whole tome of rules
to Porkfest specifically from another country.
So they weren't allowed to stop off any place on the way.
No,
because I happen to know an Australian happens to stop off in Keene. So is he disqualified?
If it's the same trip. It's the same trip.
Well, but we're all on a trip, brother.
Oh, God. That's for later tonight, Mark. All right, so 800-259-9231. Of course, there's news and such, and, of course, that we do like to bring that information to you when we get a chance. I still want to talk about this lemonade story. It has been in my show prep for days.
Let's hit it.
And it's definitely worth discussing. That we will get to here in a little bit. But still to come here, by the way, there's lots to talk about with Porkfest. The activities have just kind of been ramping up the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah, this is nothing compared to what it's going to be like on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and the reason I brought Mandrick up before was because he had mentioned to me, and I made this comment on the air before I talked to Mandrick last night, that it seemed to me, just based on the amount of people that we had in the studio and the amount of people that I saw around, it felt like Thursday of last year at Porkfest last year on Monday.
Yeah.
And then when I went over and I talked to Mandrick later on, after he'd had a full day of sales and he was closing down for the night, selling food all day, he just offhanded made the comment that it felt like Thursday. The amount of sales that he had on a Monday felt like Thursday. And he kind of built his expectations as far as what he's going to sell this year on how he did last year. But it's looking like it's going to be a huge
blowout. He's
going
to run out again.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And it is huge. And people just keep showing up day after day. It's not too late for you to get down here or up here, depending on where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's hard to get down.
Some people come from Canada.
Yeah.
And you can go to porkfest.com to learn more. PORCFEST.com. There's more coming up here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is Free Talk Live.
You know. know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include things like our listening options. We've got live streams. You can listen in via broadband and dial-up flavored streams, both free and around the clock. So the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always streaming there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get information about how else to be tuned into this program. You can also learn about our 104 great radio stations that are carrying the program. I think we're up to actually 105. I just haven't had time this week to update the list. And plus the listen lines, which will allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen that way. Our satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio. We've got two channels up there. Plus, there's also the free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, which you can access all of that information over at listen.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, and a link to the webcam, which is not really going to do you too much good this week because it would be pretty much impossible to stream video from this campground. We're out here at Rogers Campground, just a beautiful location. The ownership's really nice. Liberty seemed to be friendly to the Liberty message. And obviously they're
at least friendly to the 1,000 sites, site nights that they've managed to sell here during Porkfest, so they're pretty happy about that.
That's a big this is big business. Yeah. Porkfest is a big weekend for these guys. The campground is packed full. I've heard rumors that they have sold, you know, 1,000 registrations.
Right. Well, for them, what their numbers are, Porkfest numbers are going to be different than what the campsites numbers are. Mm-hmm. The campsites numbers are, they said they've sold 1,000 sites, but they count their site per night.
I see.
So if
so it could be 100 sites.
You're staying 7 nights, you're 7 sites. So,
got it.
And they've sold more than that number, well in excess of that number. It's hard to say at this point. There's several hundred people here, and I suspect that their 1,000 number will be easily reached.
So there's always a lot to discuss here. I actually saw that the guy who's kind of in charge of Porkfest this year was on the phones. I don't know why he doesn't just come down here and talk to us. He dropped off the line anyway. So we've actually got somebody who's visiting. We'll talk about this lemonade thing if we get a chance here in a little bit. Some kids actually fined $500 for not having a permit to sell lemonade, which it's becoming more of a commonplace story. It's unusual that they'll actually be fined anything, but it's more typical now that kids are being threatened on a regular basis by the people calling themselves the state. And threatened with violence if they don't shut down their lemonade stand, which, of course, is horrible. We'll get to that. But we've actually got somebody here who has, I believe, the current record for farthest travel in regards to getting to the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the year 2011. His name is Phil, and he is here from Australia Land. Hello, Phil.
Hey, mate. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good to have you on board. You're a longtime listener of Free Talk Live, going back all the way to the early, early syndicated days, if I'm not mistaken.
I'd say probably around 2004, 2005.
Was Mark still called Manwich when you started listening?
He was Manwich, indeed.
Yeah, that was 2005.
That's old school. So how did you, I'm just curious, how did you come across Free Talk Live way back then?
Well, it's a bit of a weird route. I used to be a fan of Tech TV when it was on the airs, and then that went off the air. Leo Laporte went off to do his various podcasts. I then got into podcasting in general, and I think you're actually one of the new and notable on iTunes, and I started listening to a few shows. I thought you guys were a bit crazy at the time.
Ah, okay. But now you're at Porkfest.
But yeah, over time the ideas just gelled with me. I became on board with the message, all the messages of self-government and leave people the hell alone, live and let live, all that sort of thing, and now I'm here.
Cool, man. I'm glad to have you here. What have your first impressions been now, having been at the event for, when did you arrive, by the way?
Well, I arrived in Keene a couple of days ago. I believe I sat in on the Friday night show back in the LRN.FM studio.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bunch of fun. And, yeah, at the Keene Activist Center, I found a whole bunch of really good people.
Yeah.
I mean, I came here knowing nobody at all, and everyone's been really nice, really supportive, just a top bunch of people.
So you could see how it is that for a first-timer, it could be a little awkward. I mean, for somebody like me, I tend to be a little introverted, especially in a new situation. It could be a little bit awkward. I don't know what they've been doing for icebreakers or anything like that, but it's not hard to walk up to somebody here and say hello. I mean, that's not a difficult thing to do.
Well, that's the thing. My social skills aren't great. I've got issues with anxiety, but I really haven't been to any icebreakers. There's just there's nothing stopping you from going to a table with a bunch of folks and just striking up a conversation.
Yeah.
It's very easy. The people here are very nice.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's what happens. Is, you know, everybody who's talking in that little group has just met each other anyway. So when you come up, you've just met them.
It's not absolutely. Like there's not that many people at Porkfest who live in Keene. There's a big contingent from Philadelphia. There's a lot of people from the Carolinas and around into D.C., Maryland, Baltimore area. But yeah, there's a lot of people here from out of town. So it's just a natural. Yeah.
One of the things that about these events, whether it's Porkfest or the Liberty Forum, which I hear is actually coming back next year, which is a wintertime hotel convention-y style event. It's kind of a different style of an event, but still a lot of the same folks come out for it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big important things to note is that the first year is pretty good, but the second year you come is always even better because then, you know, oh, it's Phil from Australia. I mean, everybody knows who you are at that point, or those who've been here before.
You know where things are, there's some familiar faces.
Yeah, yeah. So it definitely gets a little bit easier over time. But they are a welcoming group of folks, and it is the best. I'm so glad I made the move to New Hampshire. I didn't have a social life in Florida. I mean, I really didn't. I had a handful of friends. I spent some time with, you know, my handful of friends. And here, I've got more people than I want to be friends with. Like, there's more people than I could possibly be friends with.
Back home, you're the lone wolf in the street with the sign saying, obviously, hey, taxes. Up here, there's activism. There's a very supportive group of folks.
I still would like to see more activism, though. I mean, there's never enough. And I know that we will see that as more people start showing up. Mm-hmm. And getting active in whatever way works best for them. I look forward to that happening because at this point, there are really only several hundred people that have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and there are many more that are signed up. We've got over almost 11,000, not over, but almost 11,000 people that have signed up to make the move. Maybe a tenth of that has actually made the move at this point. So there's a lot more to go. I know, Mark, you're working on a campaign. Is that something you've been talked about publicly now?
I haven't talked about it publicly. The way the first one, the 1.0 version went, has kind of kept me keeping it sort of down.
I'm you kind of bragged about it originally a lot, and then it fell through the floor.
Yeah, it just kind of stopped more than anything. You know, there was a lot of complications. At this point, the Free State Now 2.0 is up and running. You can go to freestatenow.com and support us if you'd like. We're trying to get people to sign. It costs $35 a signer.
That seems a little hefty. How do you answer that objection?
The Free State Project is paying $100 per signer right now in advertising.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm offering it at a third.
So
if it is hefty, I'm going to bring that price down over time if I can. My goal is to get the signers, not to get the money. But at this point, we're early on, and early adopters always cost, early adopters always pay more. So.
All right. By the way, this program brought to you by SACL CAI. Jason Osborne is the man. He's here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Rocking the fun compound.
Yeah, he is in charge of the fun compound. You're going to see him there a lot. If you get a chance to say hi to Jason, thank you. Be sure to do that. He really stays behind the show and has done so for a long time. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. And if you like this program, you enjoy Free Talk Live, you may become Free Talk Live Amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, there are normal perks that you get when it comes to being a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does. You also get access to the amp-only call-in lines, which, by the way, aren't going to do you any good this week because we're here in New Hampshire. We're in northern New Hampshire at the Rogers Campground. We couldn't possibly have extra voice-over IP lines in operation here. But normally the amp call-in lines are available to you, and also as an amplifier you get access to the amp-only forum and a few other perks. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. To get signed up with any major credit card via PayPal or some other options like Visa or MasterCard right on our site, go get the details, get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. But that's not all. If you're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I think it's Thursday night, I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but Jason Osborne from SACL CAI has created something specially for Free Talk Live amplifiers. So apparently there's going to be some kind of a shindig celebration of Free Talk Live reaching 100 radio affiliates, which is very nice. And Jason Osborne has created something. I don't think I should say what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You haven't seen it yet?
I don't know.
Oh, I saw it last night. You would know if you.
When I think of the sort of things that Jason Osborne creates, I think of events where staggering drunken debauchery occurs.
Yeah, well, he does have the fun compound here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that's good. That means there's all kinds of alcohol available. Of course, that's not the only place where alcohol is available here at Porkfest. But he showed me something, and I'll just say it's alcohol related. Let's just say that, okay? And
it's like a funnel.
It's very. it's a cornhole. I still don't even know what that is.
It's the game that's right there. You didn't play?
I went to the fun compound last night. I didn't see the cornhole. I don't know.
Later on, we'll play cornhole.
Okay. So, anyway, it's really cool. If you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, now and then you get these unique little perks that creative people like Jason Osborne think up. I don't think this stuff up. He did, so he deserves all the credit. And if you're not here yet, it hasn't happened. This party thing's, I think, what, Thursday night? Do you know, Mark?
That's the date that I've heard.
Yeah, so if you can get up here before Thursday night, go to porkfest.com to learn how to get here. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. You can get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and get an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
All right, so we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We still can talk about the lemonade stand story, but I think the people that are here are far more interesting than the news of the day. This isn't a news show. It's an open phones panel discussion, and the fact that we're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival means we can get different panelists in than we normally have. Our very own Meg is kind of floating about here. She's normally on Tuesday nights with us. She might be back a little bit later, but she's graciously given up her third microphone to allow other folks on who normally aren't around the Keene, New Hampshire area yet. Roderick Long is with us here tonight, and he is from a multitude of organizations. You're involved with the Center for a Stateless Society, which is the easiest website to go to at C4SS.org. Roderick, lean right on in close to that microphone, and hello there. Good evening.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Now, you were giving a speech today, or a presentation of some sort, in this very same room that we're in.
He was down in a different room. But
I saw you in this room earlier today.
I was in this room, but I was also in another room.
You've given multiple presentations today.
Well, the thing here was not a presentation exactly. It was just sort of a meet and chat with people thing. But the talk that I gave was down in the jazz hall.
I gotcha.
As they call it.
So what were you talking about? And by the way, what else do you do besides the Center for a Stateless Society?
Okay, well, I teach philosophy at Auburn University in Alabama. I run the Molinari Institute. I do stuff with, you know, almost every libertarian organization out there. I've done stuff with Mises Institute and Cato Institute and so on. What I was talking about today was, on the one hand, about the theory of a stateless society, and the other hand...
This has got to be pretty scary for most people.
And the other hand, the idea of left libertarianism.
Okay.
So what are those?
Juxtaposing those ideas, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, talking about the overlap between them in a way.
So can you kind of... I mean, obviously, you can probably give a...
Right, you could go 2 hours. Could we have the five-minute version?
Okay, which one, or both, or...
Whatever you want to share with an international radio listening audience. What's the most important message to get out, in your opinion?
Okay, well, I guess one thing to get out is... Because I think one of the major obstacles to understanding the benefits of a free society is what I sometimes call conflationism, which is the tendency to conflate the economy that we currently have with a free market or some approximation to a free market.
Right, that's so.
And the result is that on the one hand, people who look at what we've actually got and don't like it and think that's a free market, then turn against the free market.
So they hate capitalism.
And on the other hand, people who... who like the idea of a free market sometimes end up being sucked into defending various aspects of what we currently have, various aspects of corporate power and so forth, because they think that that's a free market. And I think even among libertarians, I see that happen. Mm-hmm. So one of the main central ideas in left libertarianism is to focus on the vast extent to which what we actually have consists of massive government intervention on behalf of big business. And that most government intervention is actually on behalf of the rich and not on behalf of the poor.
And
contrary to what a lot of people think.
Even when you put the Democrats in control.
Yeah. I mean, it's no difference. I mean,
just hanging a different flag on them.
But this is a good method of outreaching to people that might be considering themselves on the left or a Democrat to show them that, you know, essentially the people they think are going to save them are actually just as in line with these corporateers as everybody, as all the Republicans.
Yeah, and, you know, as you see, I mean, what's the difference between, you know, Bush and Obama on this stuff, both favoring bailouts and so forth? I mean, we just switched to a somewhat more articulate corporate.
Chill.
Yeah.
Now, I often think this, and remember, I'm paddling up the intellectual academic river with only one paddle.
What happened to the other one?
I just didn't get it. So the idea that perhaps in a world where we're more free, where the government doesn't back big business, where the government doesn't put these regulations in place that are meant to protect the consumer, but in fact really just make it so the consumers themselves can't create businesses that would allow them to compete, that you would probably have smaller businesses and not these big multinational corporations. Because this seems to be the biggest fear of somebody who's on the left, the idea that, well, if you had more freedom, then, my goodness, we'd have 10 Walmarts, and we wouldn't be able to deal with them at all. And it's scary. What kind of – can you – am I wrong that there would be smaller businesses?
No, I think you're right.
Okay, can you back me up? Because I can't back that statement up.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the – you know, so the question is, why do we have such big companies, these large, centralized, hierarchical, vast international companies? And people often think, well, it's because of economies of scale. Just the bigger you are, the more efficient
sure.
you are.
Yeah.
That's true within a certain degree. But it's also true that there are diseconomies of scale. The larger a firm is, the harder for it is to coordinate the information internally, because it's like a little island of centralized planning.
We have trouble between three people on this radio show, and anybody that's ever worked for a big corporation, and Mark and I were both at one time employees of Clear Channel, which was the largest at the time, and I think they may still be, they've divested a lot of their properties, but Clear Channel Communications is the largest radio broadcaster in the world. So anybody that's ever worked for one of these big corporations understands this, that it's very bureaucratic, things move very slowly, there's all kinds of management between management that's totally unnecessary. Everybody knows this at the bottom levels. So if you can you stick with us, Roger? We'll continue this discussion here in
certainly.
A moment. The toll-free number here, you can talk to Roderick Long. He's with us from the Center for Stateless Society at c4ss.org. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. We're live from WorkFest 2011.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard 100 mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free. So do enjoy those on us, and if you like the show, head on over there and shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, and when you shop through those Amazon links, you get the stuff you normally would get through Amazon, which... you know, dozens of categories, thousands if not millions of products. They've got a bunch of stuff at Amazon. When you shop through that link, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. So just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter if you're outside the U.S. We've got links there for folks in Canada, the U.K., as well as Germany. So shop.freetalklive.com. We're here with Roderick Long. He is of various different organizations. Teaches, philosophy? Over at the Auburn Institute over in Auburn, Alabama, is associated with the Mises organization and is in charge of, ultimately, the Center for the Stateless Society. Did I get all that correct, Roderick? And make sure you lean right on into that microphone to talk to us. Oh, hang on. Let me turn your mic on. That would help, too. Go ahead, then.
Okay, close enough.
Yes.
Now,
so
before we went to the break there, we were talking about you were sort of proving to me, and not that I need to be proved, but, well, I can't articulate it very well, and I want you to tell me how to articulate better, how in a world where the governments don't protect big businesses and don't use regulations to supposedly protect the consumer, but in fact these regulations generally protect large businesses, how we would have more small businesses and, you know, maybe cooperatives, just different ways that that business would organize itself.
Okay, so look at some of the different ways that government favors businesses being larger. So one of the simplest things is just taxes. Transactions outside of a business, like if one business buys something from another business, that's taxed. But if something happens inside the business, one department sends stuff to another department, that's not taxed. And so that encourages companies to move more stuff in, even if that goes beyond the level of integration that would be efficient otherwise.
So if I have a shoe manufacturing company, but I'm not big enough to have the lace manufacturing company, I have to buy my laces from someone else, I pay taxes on that. But whereas if I have a shoe manufacturing company and I'm a big one and I have a lace, incorporated lace manufacturing company, then my laces come to me for free, and that gives me an economy of scale.
Exactly. It gives you an artificial economy of scale.
When do I get the degree that you guys pass out there at Mises? I'm a ways off from it, huh?
Well, there's an arduous Germanic process you have to go through first. And here's another example. So if a company is bigger, and to the extent that makes it more efficient and more productive, it now has a new cost it has to face, which is the more productive you are, ordinarily, the wider geographic area you have to distribute your stuff over.
Right.
Well, that means that the benefits of being larger are going to be offset by transportation costs. But lo and behold, we have tax-funded highways. And the dominant share of the wear and tear on those highways is done by big trucks and so forth, by these, you know, these large companies that are distributing stuff over wide distances. But they don't pay a proportionate share of the taxes, so everyone else is in effect subsidizing the transportation costs. So these companies can reap the benefits of being more productive, but the cost that goes along with that of having to ship stuff over a farther distance, they get the taxpayers to pay for.
Now, well, trucks get lower miles to the gallon, so they're buying more gasoline or diesel fuel or whatever it is that they have there. And then the cops target. They have whole commercial divisions. They'll target truckers in order to get them for one of their little lights, one of their hundreds of lights that they have for being out and stuff like that. Doesn't that count as an additional tax on them?
Sure, because none of this is, there are lots and lots of government policies, and there'll be ones that that zap the rich, and there's that zap the poor. But
they want to zap everybody.
But if you look, at the overall tendency of them, I think that the ones that zap the poor outnumber the ones that zap the rich.
And you can zap the rich 10 times, and it doesn't zap them as badly as zapping a poor guy once because he just can't get his little business off the ground.
Yeah, and there are good reasons to expect this because imagine that the government passed its laws completely at random. So there'd be some things that help the rich and some that hurt them and some that help the poor and some that hurt them. Well, it's easier for a wealthy concentrated interest to fight laws that hurt them than it is for a vast dispersed interest. So,
What is that called? I know we've talked about that on the show before. Is there some sort of economic term for that?
There is, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, okay, glad I'm not the only one.
So for example, if I'm running a big corporation and there's some law passed that makes it harder for me to do my business, I can afford to look up the information about it. I can hire lawyers and lobbyists and try to get the law changed or try to work my way around the law.
This is one of those things we've seen with the big corporations. I think it was last year or the year before that. Anyway, very recently they passed this new regulation or law or whatever that essentially regulates toy manufacturers. And it's companies like Hasbro and Mattel that actually, they advocate for laws like this because the burden really is placed on the smallest of the manufacturers. It's no big deal for Mattel and Hasbro to absorb a new regulation. They just spread the cost across all their products and all their divisions, and it increases prices by half a penny for them. But for the local little guy that is subject to the exact same regulations, or in many cases more onerous regulations because they're smaller, they're getting squeezed out as a result of this stuff.
If you look at the history of regulation in the United States, elsewhere too, but stick with the United States, and you look at sort of the so-called triumphs of the progressive era of all this anti-big business regulation they were able to put through, what you'll find is a lot of this regulation was lobbied for by big corporations, in some cases even drafted by the big corporations.
Yeah.
Right. Now, do you think that these big corporations suddenly felt this altruistic urge to constrain themselves through law? It seems like they said they wanted to put up a bunch of hurdles because they knew they would have an easier time jumping through them, being already large established companies. It would be harder for smaller, poorer companies to jump through them, and therefore they insulates them to that extent from competition.
Yeah, they want to craft the regulations themselves, and then in these small ways, they manage to make it beneficial for them. I go back to this toy example that we were using previously. It allows the big businesses to, the Hasbros, the Mattels, and whatever they are, to give, one sample of the toy to be tested for lead paint, whereas, individual sort of wooden toy manufacturers that have no paint at all in their toys would have to give every single one of their toys would be tested. So, in the one case, the big company tests one thing for $1,000. The little guy, he's got to test everything, and it's cost prohibitive.
Yeah, another example is, The laws that make it difficult for poor people to start their own businesses. An example would be a taxi service would be an ideal service for poor people to start because it doesn't require a lot of capital. You need a car and a cell phone, and you're done.
They do it all the time in New York, called jitney cabs.
Yeah, but they try to make those illegal.
They try, and the
licensing, they have licenses for. Like it costs $100,000
or
a
more,
license.
Yep.
And that's And another example, I remember there was a story a few years ago that apparently it turned out it's really, really hard to get a license to do flower arranging. in Louisiana. It turns out that in order to do that, you have to pass a test that is then graded by the existing association.
You can put somebody's eye out with those things.
And, you know, well, yeah.
Who runs the association but the long-time business?
Yeah, the people that, so they get to regulate their competitors out. Because, you know, Lord knows, the terrors that could be inflicted on our society would be unlicensed flower arranging.
Bumblebees hiding in there. Trained killer ninja bumblebees.
Well, or it could be clashes of different colors that would be very disturbing to people of sensitive
aesthetic. What you're bringing up here, Roderick, is really so important because people don't understand. They live in this world where the mainstream media tells them and, you know, the newspaper tells them and everybody tells them that, that we need the government here to keep us safe from these evil companies that just want to poison us and kill us and addict us to their products, etc. And yet, when you actually dig into the world of regulation, you find out that, as you were saying, many of these controls were actually proposed by the very people that are allegedly being controlled by them. And it is nothing more than a protection racket.
Yeah, it's a partnership of big government and big business. They're not always it's not always a completely amicable partnership. I mean, sometimes when they seem to be tussling against each other, they really are. I think it's like church and state in the Middle Ages, where sure, they each one wanted to be the dominant partner, so there was some shoving, but they fundamentally have more shared interests in common of, you know, holding down the rest of us.
So we're short on time here for this hour. We've got more coming up here, plenty of time for you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But just kind of wrap up with your thoughts, Roderick. I mean, is this your first time at the Porcupine Freedom
Festival?
Yeah,
this is the first time. Yeah, it's great.
Is it?
It's a wonderful real festival atmosphere.
Have you ever been to anything quite like this?
No, not really. And the closest thing would be Libertopia out on the West Coast. But this is, you know, more festival-oriented than that was last time, although I think they're planning, I think, to imitate this in the future.
Good. Yeah, well, we were at Libertopia briefly last year, and it looked like it was a fun event. And I think that was their first one last year. So yeah, that was. Obviously, there's a lot of lessons that you learn going out the first time doing something like this. Roderick Long from C4SS, that's the number four, C4SS.org, the Center for a Stateless Society. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks a lot. Enjoyed it.
Yep, plenty more time for you and your thoughts. Hour 2 is next, 800-259-9231. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. More coming up.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.